Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Party up our act. Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. Good morning. Welcome to all of you in the chat room, on the phone lines, those that will listen to the archives through the various feeds out there. We just give God all the praise, honor, and glory for technology. It is so, so powerful. Look at us. Right here on Blog Talk Radio, I'm sitting in my living room. You're probably so many various places, from the beach to the White House, I'm telling you, and everything in between. Now, don't be surprised that I said the White House, because listen, I know that there are some Secret Service people, there are some other government officials that definitely want to be tuned in to the Coach Lalisa Show. They want to be empowered, they want to be motivated, and they want to be inspired. And what better way to do it than the first thing in the morning? For some of us, this is the first thing. For some, not so first things, because we know some of you have already been up praying, as I have, up this morning since 5:30. Others of you have been up all night. Thank you, thank you, thank you for making the Coach Lalisa Show a part of your daily routine, because we are certainly on the move and you're on the move. Well, you guessed it, today is Wednesday, 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 and we have our midweek inspiration, motivational speaker already in the chat room, Mr. Versi L. Walker. Good morning, Mr. Walker. Good morning.
Good morning there, and how are you?
Oh, I am doing wonderful. How are you doing?
You know what? I'm here. I'm fantastic. The world is fabulous. And I'm ready to embark upon this great day.
Well, I tell you, it is a great, fantastic day. Just 2.5 days away from one of the most celebrated days of the year. It's a day that I remember years ago, when everyone was shocked that the 24-hour, 365 days a year White Castles closed. I remember
closed.
That was big news.
Oh, my goodness. Now, you've taken me back, but you're right. You're right. Oh, my goodness. That was actually one of the only franchises or only businesses that did operate 364 days of the year. Now, oh, my goodness, you're right. Oh, wow.
Right.
Wow.
They operated every day. They never closed. And the year they decided that, you know, wait a minute, we need Christmas off too. And that made headline news across the country. And so other people have been following suit that, you know what, we're going to close on Christmas Day, even if it means the loss of revenues and customers. But, yes, Mr. Walker, exciting, exciting. I just want to take a moment to welcome all of our new callers. I see some new numbers, unless, of course, a person has changed their phone number. I know at least one person did change her number. She almost threw me off there for a minute. I see Ms. Hope Harper does have a new number from the 513 area code. So welcome, Ms. Harper. I'm glad that you were able to tune in. I know you did not want to miss the call this morning with Mr. Versie Walker. That's always such a treat. Also, I see another call here. I don't recognize the number. I'm not sure if they had a question or not. Their hand was up for a minute. But there could have been a mistake. Sometimes people hit the number one key on accident and sometimes not. But it looks like they did not make a mistake. So, Mr. Walker, we are definitely going to turn the phone lines over to you in a minute. But I just want to take this caller to good morning, 973 area code. You're on the air.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Dare you not know who this is?
Okay, I know, of course I know the voice, absolutely, but your phone number is coming up
you
as a different number.
You don't know the number. Yes, yes, yes. Good morning, Mr. Versi. Good morning, Coach Lisa. This is Minister Pat.
Yes, yes. Good morning, Howard.
I am now on the Greyhound bus. I don't know where exactly we are, but I made it to Baltimore in Virginia and Washington. I'm on my way to Atlanta, Georgia, and I was going to try to see if I can get someone on the bus to speak to you and say hi, but everybody here is asleep.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
So I was up and ready to just interview at least one person this morning with you guys, but it seemed like everybody is knocked out except the driver.
That's just temporary. When that driver hit a bump or two, somebody's going to wake up.
Miss Lalisa, the kids were asleep before we can even get out of Jersey.
Oh, I don't blame them.
That was a blessing. That was a blessing. It was a blessing. But I'm not going to hold Coach Versi up.
I had a question, though.
Yes.
No problem. Are you heading to Atlanta for family, for business, or, you know, what's the trip for?
I'm going to see my son and my sisters and my aunts and uncles, and we're spending Christmas together.
Do me a favor, because I know you're going down there. You're going to, you know, be flamboyant. You're going to be down there with all the hobnobs. Just do me a favor and tell Tyler Perry and Monique I said hey.
Well, you know what? I'm going to try to find them for you.
please do. Let them know. You know, I just haven't had time. I've been so busy, but, you know, I'll holler at them.
Oh, wow. If I run into them, I'm going to Marietta now, so I don't exactly where they live, but maybe I have to send a shout-out somewhere.
Yeah, I appreciate it so much.
Let them know I'm in town, Mr. Versi.
Okay. Yeah, let them know.
No,
well,
you
have a safe and wonderful trip. I hope to be in Atlanta this summer myself. I haven't been in several years, but it's a beautiful place. You're going through some great areas. You're talking about going through Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. So
yeah, well, we had to detour to D.C. I mean, we had to detour to Washington because we weren't supposed to be there. But we, you know, came back out and we went to, I don't know, we went to Virginia, so I don't know where we're at now. We're somewhere.
But
I'm just enjoying the ride. I'm just enjoying the ride because I don't have to drive, Mr. Versi. I'm just enjoying it and glad to be out of Jersey for a while.
Wonderful.
Yes. Hello.
Go ahead.
Start the show. I'm here. I just wanted to let you know, Coach Lisa, that I'm here. Just wanted to let you know, guys, know that I'm on the road, and I'm still trying to do some connections. Actually, I did talk to a guy. He's sitting across from me, but I think he's asleep. His ministry is homeless, working with the homeless.
okay.
Wonderful,
okay.
Wonderful.
Yes. So I'm doing my work. I'm still trying to find some connections.
There you go. Well, you'll find a lot of them because, again,
yes, I actually had prayer with a lady in the bus terminal in Virginia. She got off the bus and been sitting in the bus station for somebody, the lady next to me said for about 13 hours, left a pocketbook and ticket on the bus.
Oh, my goodness.
I feel so sorry for her. And I just asked her, do you believe in prayer? And she said, yes. I said, well, let's have prayer. That if we return. We can still do ministry. We can still do ministry no matter where we are.
No matter where you are. Good, good. Yeah. Well, God bless. And again, have a wonderful, wonderful time. You know, my neighbor, his family is in Atlanta as well, and they're up for the Christmas holiday. And I'm like, I think that was a disservice. I mean, you know, they've come from hot Atlanta all the way up to here to this north, to this cold. You know, but when you got family and you love them, you go anywhere.
Yeah. I think I got one guy, he's on the bus, he's getting ready to go to Texas, Tennessee, or whatever. So he's still be on the bus. When we get off in Atlanta, he'll still be on the bus.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow, yikes. I know how that is.
Well, start the show, Mr. Verse. I'm glad, I'm ready to hear what you got to say. I'm here, and I'll be on in the morning, Coach Lisa, if I don't talk to you later on in the day.
Great.
Well,
again,
enjoy
have a
your family.
One.
Yes. Yes, definitely. Enjoy your family. Enjoy the trip. Meet lots of people. And we'll
and
talk
watch
to you
Nickelodeon.
Later. Okay, about all your adventures. We know the bus can be one. So enjoy it. Thank you so much for calling in. We know you could be on the bus sleep like everyone else. But
I woke up to get to you.
You know what? You're awesome. You're a great friend. We love you. We thank you. And we're looking forward to you coming back bigger and better.
Yes, I sure am. I sure am. 2011,
okay.
That's the year.
Ready.
Yeah.
Ready.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Have a good day.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. Now, Mr. Walker, back to you, everybody. You are in for a treat. If it's your first time tuning in, so pay close attention to the message that Mr. Walker has on, you know, all week long. We've been talking about how to love yourself. We've been talking about self-love. Hard to love others if we don't love ourselves, because we're only going to mirror to others what we're doing. And then last week, we talked about our health, loving ourselves enough to care about our health. And then we said next week we'll talk about loving ourselves enough to care about our wealth. So, Mr. Walker, we can't wait to hear. Take it away.
Thank you so much, Coach. Thank you so much. Once again, good morning to everybody who's on the phone lines and any other mechanisms or vehicles that you're using to receive this information. I hope that everyone is having a great and wonderful week and not allowing the anxiety and the stress and the pressure of this season to, you know, make your year a catastrophe or more hectic than it needs to be. There's not enough gifts and enough presents that will ever replace a hug or a complimentary statement from those that you are near and dear to. So don't forget it, because I've seen too many times where we spend money on these gifts and items, especially for the young ones, and you go through all the trouble and you wind up seeing them playing with the box that the item came in, more so than actually playing with the item. So, again, I hope you're having a great week and realize this is a time to be somber. This is a time for reflection. This is a time to rejuvenate and to rebuild. So, again, I hope that we're all taking that into account and realize that there is always tomorrow, but there's today to say the things that you may not be around tomorrow to say. So today, take the time to say them. As always, I'm excited and glad to join you for our Wednesday morning midweek inspiration. Many thanks to the listeners for tuning in, Coach, and also to you for allowing me to share my experiences and positive messages with you. And I, again, I'm truly, sincerely humbled each and every time I'm able to wake up and to make this connection, to make this contact, to feel the energy and vibration. If people don't believe that or maybe don't understand that, even though we're on the fiber optics or the vibrations of the universe to make this transaction happen, there's still an energy source that is felt, at least by me, of the love and the understanding and the commitment of those who do listen, who do, you know, come on the show and have the time to interject, to make statements and comments and let us know what we're doing and how what we're doing affected them. So I'm truly humbled and more so honored of that fact. Today, I want to just go over, I have one update really, but on yesterday here in New York at the LaGuardia Airport, I had another successful book signing. That's actually, I thought last week this was the last function or event for the year. But I have one more. Tomorrow, I'll be interviewed with Michael Cross of Sales Sense Talk Radio, and that interview will be done at 12 noon. I will post it on my website, and it's another Blog Talk Radio event. So God just keeps on sending blessings my way. When you think it's over, it's not over. When you think you're done, try again. Turn the page. There's another opportunity that could be simply waiting and availing itself to you if you have the right mind and the right consciousness to receive those blessings as they come in. Oftentimes, the scenario situations or our blessings or our heart desires are coming in different forms. They're coming to us not as clothed as we would like for them to be. We may want this phenomenal project or this phenomenal event to come to us. And let me give an example. Right now, I just got off the phone with Minister Pat. She's detouring to go through D.C., Virginia, and Baltimore. That wasn't the intended path, or so she thought. But there's probably going to be a wonderful experience in this detour. But sometimes people get so frustrated and so upset, they don't get to see the blessing within the lesson. So it may take her another 50 minutes to get to where she needs to be, but there could be one more conversation, one more stop, and one more person that she can engage or be engaging with that can bring about a blessing of a higher multitude, and people don't realize that. In our society to date, we want what we want when we want it, but sometimes it will come to us disguised in such a way that we don't initially see it unless you have the purest of hearts. So people, please remember that. Also, for those who are wishing to learn more about me, excuse me, learn more about me and to receive an autographed copy of the book, Success, How I Ended Up Here, please do visit my website at www.versiewalker.com. That's spelled V as in victory, ERSIEWALKER.com. And also, FYI, for those who don't know, I'm just actually leaking this out just a little bit. I'm actually currently working on my second installment in the Success Series, looking to have my second book released probably second quarter of this year. My daughter and I, my 10-year-old daughter, I have two daughters and a son. But my 10-year-old, we were discussing a word, excuse me, about 3 weeks ago, and I wrote the word down and asked her what it meant because, again, I was going to disguise it and bring her on a journey. But she immediately saw the word for what it was, the pureness of heart. And I said, my goodness, you got it. I hope everyone else gets it. She said, well, Dad, I get this. That's the title for your next book. I said, sweetie, Dad, and I write another book. She said, oh, yes, you are. So she gave me the title, and within 2 days, I was already up to page 25. So now I'm on page 70 of this new book, and I'm so excited about this because, again, it was not my intended journey. It wasn't what I was thinking to do. I still have work to do on my first book. There's still an e-series I would like to produce. There's still an audio version I would like to produce. But they're going to get done, however, there was an intended purpose. There was something else, a divine purpose that I was not aware of that now has me working on the second one and being just as excited as I was with my first. So be on the lookout. I'll keep you guys posted as this does unfold and things does come, you know, to fruition. So thank you again. I want to make sure we all knew that. Now, Coach, today I want to kind of touch back on the topic that we've been talking about. And with me, I'm always talking about the mind and the mind consciousness because I believe that's where everything starts at. And when you talk about having esteem or self-esteem, you know, how can you love others when you don't love yourself? And that, you know, fosters so many different problems. And I know we're all praying for financial prosperity. We're all praying for abundance and wealth. But sometimes we do forget about those other essentials, our health, having a stable foundation, either in your business, in your relationship, or whatever you're looking to do. We just pray for the money because we feel the money will fix all problems, and it won't. I want money in my life for those things I can't buy to better enable me to enjoy those things that I cannot purchase. You know, you can have all the money in the world. If you have ailing health, you still have ailing health. You can't buy a new, you know, system of health. If you have, you know, a wonderful family, having all the money in the world doesn't make them better. It just affords you the opportunity to spend various different times at various locations and really engage with those people if you care about family. And so for me, I want money for what money can't buy me. It can't buy me better health, but it can buy me the medication, it can buy me the services, and it can make me peaceful during my time of illness. It can't buy me one more sunny day on this earth, but at least while I'm here, maybe I can sprinkle some sunshine on other people. It enabled me to be able to reach out, to put gas in my car, to go to the airport, to then be able to make connections with people on a physical and a spiritual plane. So again, in praying for, you know, prosperity, let's pray for everything holistically so that as we're loving ourselves internally and showing it externally, then we can pull those people in and hold on to them eternally. And people really need to understand that. So as you're talking about esteem, there's self-esteem first. Oftentimes, we reach for people who we believe are on a different plane, a different level playing field, and we want to aspire to be like them. We won't commit to doing what they do to get to where they need to be, and then we won't love ourselves because we want to give our love away to others. Love yourself first, and I would like to definitely expound on that, you know, for the next topic as we get more deeper into that and then start loving and being good to yourself from a health standpoint. Because once your health is shot, there is no turning back, but we can alleviate that with our mind consciousness, the things that we ingest and digest and then put back out to the universe. We can change this paradigm, people. There are so many individuals right now who are diabetic, either on insulin or taking pills, and it crosses, you know, nationalities. I have, you know, Hispanic friends, Asian friends, and Caucasians who are diabetic, and they're 35 years old. It was unheard of, but it's this poor conditioning of our bodies and our minds that's allowing this alien disease that was inside of us to have us become dysfunctional. So people, take care of yourself externally and internally. So today I want to talk in the same topic of thinking big. And I know that was last week and the week before we were on that subject. However, today I want to touch on the subject of maybe more into the vein of the empire state of mind. I want to repeat that again, the empire state of mind. And when you think about the empire state of mind, you think about the empire state. You think about the building, and one time was, you know, one of the most massive buildings there was. And I think about the license plate here in New York, Empire State. But it was, it was Jay-Z, the rapper, who put it in a different terminology. I believe Sinatra had his version, too, New York, New York. If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere. And those who have not had the opportunity or pleasure to live in New York or abroad in other areas, that concept may not fully be in their mind. They may not fully understand what that really means. But in thinking of the empire state of mind, one must consider what an empire is. Because not everyone knows we've seen movies that talk about empires. We've seen various different things with the word empire in it, but you may not know what the empire is. And I'm going to give you a few of the statements, terminologies, or references as it relates to the word empire. The first one is territory. The next one is realm. Another one is kingdom. And another meaning could also mean a sphere or sphere of influence. So a sphere of influence. I hear a lot of talk lately in religious circles. I remember back in the 80s, you asked someone how they're doing. Oh, I'm blessed and highly favored. It had become such a common word that the meaning had been lost because everyone was saying it as an answer, but there was really not the question, or that wasn't the answer for the moment, and I'll explain why in a moment. So today in a lot of religious circles, whereby people are talking about kingdom living or kingdom mindset, and I take it to mean that they're having their eyes or their mind set on the Most High and living as God would have us to live, or as He has intended for us to live. This is a great concept. But I see so many contradictions to this sort of talk. People are saying that they believe and want kingdom living, but oftentimes their actions and even their words don't reflect as such. I am a firm believer, much like the skin, how you feel on the inside radiates, it permeates the skin, and it gives you a glow. It gives you a radiant hue. And if you're talking kingdom living, if you're talking empire state of mind, your existence and your being should radiate that. It should gravitate that from the inside and pull it outward. It should show in everything that you do, from how you dress, how you carry yourself, and your convictions. See, I don't have to tell people that, you know, I'm a great dad. I do, you know, I buy my kids Legos. I buy them Taco Toys. When people hear me, they say, wait, here go Versi again with his children. Wow, did you see Versi? He brought a child with him. You see Versi sitting there once again on those hard fold-up chairs at karate or ballet or gymnastics because he's a man who's about his kid. See, I have an empire state of mind because, see, that's my territory. I bask in my realm. My kids are part of my kingdom, and they're my sphere of influence. So I'm seeing so many contradictions, and the world and people cannot live in a world of duality. We can't continuously straddle between different worlds and feel that we're going to be okay because we're not given 100% commitment to one place or another. And the mind and the body can't work that way for a long period of time, at least, where there's always this contradiction, I love you, but I hate you. I'm cold, but I'm hot. I'm healthy, but I'm torn. The body, you know, the mind's like, what do you want? What can you do? It's going to be like anything else. It's going to give you towards or place you towards the path of least resistance. So wherever you're weak at, it's going to amplify that. Whatever you don't want in your life, you constantly talk about, you will bring to your life. You will bring to your world, and you bring it into your affairs. So if that no good spouse of yours is no good and you don't want them around, the more you talk about them, the more you express that, the more you put that in the universe, they're going to be there every time you turn the key. But if you say that I have a healthy, a wealthy relationship, I have a great spouse that sometimes we don't see eye to eye or understand one another, but I pray to have the time and that we will be able to come together and become evenly yoked, you will start seeing transformation not only in yourself, but that in which you're talking about because you're bringing that into your existing. You're having that empire state of mind. I've seen parents who knew Little Johnny or Buster was no good. They were bad kids. They were horrible. But the parents kept talking about how great my son is. Do you know He cleaned up after himself today. Oh, he's such a wonderful child. He's such a smart child. And then the child started acting in accordance to the words in which he was hearing, because he didn't want to disappoint that individual. He wanted to live up to this grandeur that this individual, their parent, their grandmother, and auntie was putting out in the universe. It happens on all levels, even with animals. If you tell a dog that he's no good and kick him all the time, that's what he's going to be. But if you give him biscuits and you give him love and give him joy, he wants to get that more back to you. He wants to go ahead and get your slippers and your newspaper. He wants to be right by your side because of that good feeling, that self-esteem, that esteem that you're helping to build with inside of that person. Now, Coach, I told you and the listeners here on the show that I was once just 2 biscuits away from being 300 pounds. Now, some would say that's kingdom living, because I was living kind of large, at least my physical was. And I also mentioned how I would say, as well as I asked and I prayed for the strength to lose the weight. However, almost in the same breath, I would also say that I don't want to lose too much weight because I don't want to ever look sick. Now, come on, people, now, family. For a man who's 300 pounds, in order for him or her to ever lose enough weight to ever look sick, it would take a lot of weight to do that. But I was countering or contradicting my initial statement. I was asking for something that I really didn't feel I was worthy of or capable of doing. With my second comment, I was defeating any true attempts to lose weight. So when you're speaking of kingdom living or an empire state of mind, I was doing it in one vein, but I was sabotaging myself and my success by the words that I spoke in a second sentence or another vein. I never understood this as I had a bad habit of doing this. If you came home with an item or an outfit and you put it on, I would, ooh, that dress looks nice, Coach. But I would change the button. Or did you have to get stripes? Oh, you know, I guess it's okay if you like polka dots. I would give a compliment, but I would immediately take it away with a negative view or with an adjustment or but, however, another statement that would completely take away the compliment and wonder why people stop asking for my opinion, wondering why people wouldn't follow my lead. And it's like telling your child you're wonderful, but you ain't going to be much because you're just like me. You say, Coach, I believe it. No one rises to low expectations. We have to be on one accord, and we have to continuously talk in the area, in the vein in which we want our wishes, our true wishes and desires to materialize. Nothing can manifest. Nothing grows in mud. Nothing grows in ice. And nothing grows in quicksand. Those are not fertile ground. We can't keep lifting our people and ourselves up to only then pull ourselves down. The true meaning of support is to support, help somebody up, to hold them steadfast and steady. But we don't know how to do that. We're so used to perhaps signifying, we're so used to being, you know, subservient or feeling that that is the answer. But it's not when you're talking about kingdom living or an empire state of mind. Now, how many of you listening here today have ever said that you wanted a job? Or that you may have wanted a pay raise, or that you wanted God to bring a mate into your life, all while you're asking and praying to God to receive the desires of your heart, but at the same time you're discounting your request, saying things like, Lord, please send me Mr. or Mrs. Wright. Oh, but he or she did not have this, that, or the other. And you know what? And they better not ask or expect for me to do this, that, for the other. People, how are we ever going to achieve greatness in our lives, our world, and our affairs when deep down inside we don't feel or believe that we're worthy? We're putting on this fashion show for the world to see that we like Gucci, we can afford Gucci, or we have Gucci, but inside there's so much muck, so much filth, so much decay, so much dis-ease, because we don't feel it deep down inside. So we put on these facades, these veneers, these fronts, and our whole entire life is non-existent as relates to that decor, to that front, to that veneer, to that facade. And we're thinking we're fooling everybody else, and we're not even fooling ourselves, because we have to look in the mirror, and we know that that man or that woman in the mirror is not living up to their true potentiality or their true principles. We're pretending that we love kids, and the moment somebody's back to turn, we're beating the heck out of them. We're mistreating them. We have malnutrition throughout our whole existence. We won't support our neighbors. We're not treating our friends and our families accordingly. We're not loving ourselves. We're not giving that back to the universe. We're not even donating our time. And we have a lot of it, people. And again, time is the one thing we have the most of, but it's the least thing that we should be wasting, because we never know when our time is up and you can't get it back. I find in a lot of cases, more times than not, people are constantly saying wonderful phrases, quoting great verses and scriptures from poets and from the Bible, but they are not living or acting in accordance to their words. Therefore, they're not having the empire state of mind. When you are truly filled with the Spirit and believe in His words, you should be able to say to the world that you are and always will be the best in what you do. At least, at a minimum, you should be able to say that everything you touch will turn to gold. You should have the King Midas itis, that you believe everything you do, everything you touch, every encounter is a golden one. You have left someplace, somebody better off after meeting you than what they were prior to. We have to believe this emphatically. Whether you go to another gym, whether you get high school skinny or not, you have to believe this and walk with your shoulders back and your head upright, because that is true kingdom living, and that is truly an empire state of mind. I wonder, what messages are we sending to our kids, to our family, and to our communities when we do these things, when we speak with a forked tongue, or living in a world of duality, and constantly, and I mean it, constantly wondering why other folks are walking around, wearing, driving, and sleeping in your blessings? Perhaps, maybe, you know, could it be that those other folks, they ask for what they want, the desires of their heart, and their dreams, knowing full well that it belongs to them, that it's their birthright, it's what God intended. And knowing that it's the Father's good pleasure to give to them the desires of their heart. You know what, just think about it a moment. You know, every time I see somebody in a nice fancy car, a nice fancy home, and holding hands with their spouse, I'm like, that's mine. That's what I'm supposed to be doing. Wait a minute, hold up. Something's wrong. I'm talking about it, maybe I'm not living it. I need to act on this. I can't talk about I want a Mercedes but won't go into the dealership, walk down to the Chevy dealership. I can't talk about wanting to have exotic vacations but won't even look, you know, to a tourist agent or you know, seek out what I'm asking for. It goes back to, you know, many of things. It goes back to that story. It was, you know, I think it was a cartoon in a newspaper years ago that the lady's house was, you know, underwater. And so she moves from the first floor to the second floor, and she's looking out the window, And a little tugboat comes by saying, come on, lady, you know what? I'm here to save you. No, I'm waiting on Jesus. She then goes to the third floor. Same thing, another boat comes by. No, I'm waiting. She gets to the roof. And another boat, this is the last boat, ma'am. You know what? Your house is underwater. You're not going to make it. Oh, no, I'm waiting. I'm praying. Something's going to come my way. And when she makes it to the pearly gate, she's confused. You know, God, what happened? I waited on you. He said, I sent you three people. You turned them away. Not understanding and recognizing her blessing. It was right there in each of the boats. I don't know what she was looking for, but if it's got water, I want a boat to get me up out of it. But sometimes we don't realize what was intended for us because we're constantly pushing it away because we don't know internally what we really want, what we truly desire. We just see things and let our eyeballs tell us that's what we want, but not committing, not fully engaging, not having that thing where those processes engulf us in such a way that it compels us to jump out of bed every day, that we're on fire, that we cannot live unless we're doing this. And I know, Coach, for you, that's every day. You would not live in peace and harmony if you couldn't do these very things that you're doing, helping the organizations and the people and the women that you're helping, being on the radio, touching and moving. If there's just one person that's changed by what you do, your satisfaction has come. You're happiest doing what you do, and you're on fire. And I applaud that, and I appreciate individuals like you. While driving over this weekend, Jay-Z's song came to mind, The Empire State of Mind. Having now lived in New York for 8 years, I have a clearer understanding as to the full meaning of that song. See, coming from the Midwest, we have a certain style and a smoothness about our character. But here on the East Coast, people have a certain edginess and a grind like no other place I've been. In the tri-state area, people believe that the sky has no limits, and whatever it takes to get or be whatever they want to be, they're going to do it. They're going to do whatever it takes. The term or the terminology, get rich or die trying, they mean it. Here, they breathe and live it. In other parts of the world, I've noticed that people may say the same things, but oftentimes it's a temporary statement. What I mean is that they'll say that they will try their hand at something or another. And if it doesn't work, they say, well, you know, I can simply go back to doing whatever it was that I was doing prior or beforehand. I find that New Yorkers, with their empire state of mind, focus in on something and won't let it go until it materializes. Now, I don't mean to state that people in other places or other parts of the country don't have ambition, don't have drive. You would be hard-pressed to find another place where a large group of people per capita functions in this same manner, this edginess, this grind, this go out and get it by all means necessary, you know, no hold bars, leave no prisoners. You would be very hard-pressed to find other people, again, that function in the same manner, much like New Yorkers. But you would have to live here on the East Coast, in New York, Jersey, Connecticut, to perhaps, and especially for an extended period of time, but to fully appreciate what I'm talking about. They really do mean the phrase all or nothing. And with the odds stacked up against many of the people here, they already understand they have no need and no room for any extra hindrance that would, you know, prevent them from being successful and lead them down the road of failure. They do not support the defeated attitude. They believe emphatically that they're deserving of whatever they're reaching for. They're deserving of that empire state of mind. They even dress in that same manner. they believe it. I call it fake it till you make it. They just say, you know what, this is what I'm going to be eventually, so I might as well start dressing and acting like it right now. I'm like, wow. I was listening to an interview with Ray J. He had his financial advisor tell him he couldn't buy a car. And he was actually on the road to doing greater things financially, not just throwing money away. But he had his mind fixed on his Audi sports car. And he said, you know what, he's right, I shouldn't do it. He said, but you know what, this is my year, and I'm going to gamble and bet on me. I'm buying that car because I'm going to have enough money to offset that expense. I'm like, that's a powerful statement. A person who's willing to bet on themselves. See, so many of us won't even do that. So many of us, we're told, you know what, take everything you got and gamble on you. Well, you know what, maybe not. That may not be a good idea. But wait a minute, you want me to gamble on you? I didn't realize for so long, Coach, why banks want you to have money saved up and then to turn around and loan you money. You're like, well, why should we bet on you if you're not even disciplined to bet on yourself, if you don't believe well enough in your dreams that you would even have a fourth or a third down and saved up? You're whimsical. You're somebody that they don't want to gamble on because you're not willing to gamble on yourself to take your hard-earned money and put your money where your mouth is. But that's, again, people who don't have the empire state of mind or not truly having kingdom living. You know, Coach, you know that doing what we do on a regular basis, people can be very kind and generous with their words and their support, both financially and spiritually. They help us to do what we're doing so that we can continuously spread the word. While at my book signing on yesterday in LaGuardia, I experienced much of that from various people who came by and spoke and who didn't. But I also found that when people don't know what to say or lack creativity or that may not have true kingdom living and an empire state of mind, they say anything. I was there yesterday, and I heard this statement twice from two different individuals, and it struck me odd. One was by a lady who said, and this is the word, and actually it was a man who said it too, and this is exactly what they said. Oh, I don't need your book. I'm already successful. And that struck me as odd because I didn't visibly see that they were successful, however they may be. But I've never heard of a person who was successful, who was spiritual-minded, or whatever, who would ever say, I don't need something because I have enough of it. I want more oxygen. I want more air every day I stay alive. I want more people around me with the right mind consciousness who believe in the Most High and who want to achieve greatness within their lives. And so I don't think I would ever have enough success. I don't believe Donald Trump would ever say, he has enough real estate. I don't believe, you know, Jay-Z would say he had enough money because he made enough last year, but it could be to that point. And some people can feel that. But I believe, again, it should emanate from your internal and it should go out into the world. Everyone should be able to see how successful you are just by how you walk and carry yourself. Because it would probably have been better received if they would just simply say, no, I'm not interested. Oh, you know what? No, not today. You know what, I do read like that, and I do feel the same way. I wish you the best. But to say, I don't need your book, I'm already successful. And again, they joke, they laugh about it. But it's these words that we're putting out once again in the universe, but it's contradictory to our behavior. It's contradictory to our attire and how we are receiving other individuals and how we're blessing them as well. Now, I truly believe that I could be wrong. You know, if your life and your actions and your true belief are one with your statement, I'll say right on, and more power to you. But what I've witnessed far too many times is not that. I witnessed a person who's saying, you know what, I'm healthy, you know, but I see what they put in their mouth. I haven't remembered the last time they went for a walk. Haven't saw the last time that they ate something healthy or talk positive. So it's not always the physical ill, it's the mental ill. It's what we allow to marinate, what we then run out and regurgitate. See, the mind and the body should be like a filter. It only allows the good stuff to pass through. And everything else it holds and discards. We should have a delete button in our system. We should have a delete button in our mind. And once we go ahead and let everything fill up, we go back and we look through, oh, this is no good, and let me delete that. Why are we remembering horror stories? And I mean the ones that brought us disharmony, you know, those bad relationships, those bad jobs. Why are we more fixed on talking about those things and not valuing and appreciating the good relationships, the good jobs, the good ideas, and the good people that are in our lives today? Because we're not having kingdom living. Because we're not having the empire state of mind. So saying all of that is that I'm asking people to do better, because if you know better, you should do better. If you can see more, you can be more. What you believe in your life and in your world and your affairs, you can achieve those things into your life, your world, and your affairs. So I say again, this season, this time, should be more of reflecting, reinvigorating, reigniting the true you. I don't believe in Christmas for the gift-giving, because I believe I give gifts all year long, either monetarily, inanimate objects, or through the words and the hugs that I spread freely. See, we wouldn't be in such a frenzy if we would treat people and let them know throughout the year how we feel. We would be more confident that iPad and iPods is just another product. I gave it to somebody on GP on any given Sunday. You don't have to wait to the end of the year to celebrate. There should be a new year every time you wake up, at least in your mind. It's a new day filled with new opportunities and new blessings. And I ask of each and every one of you to possess that. See, those people who didn't want to purchase the book for whatever reason, those people who don't want to tune into Blog Talk Radio for whatever reason, I'm not missing out. Hopefully Lisa's not missing out. I believe they're missing out. See, hopefully everyone gets the picture. Each of those individuals were trying to one-up me, or perhaps were trying to be witty. If the information contained within the pages of my book can make a person just 10% more, 10% more efficient, make them have an earnings of 10% increase, or to make them just 10% more fulfilled in being successful in whatever vein or whatever they choose to do, I will consider that to be successful. A working mom who's juggling everything, and she's a single parent with three kids, if you can make her day 10% better, give her an opportunity to sit down 10% longer, have the wash go 10% quicker, have her children come and hug her 10% longer, she would consider that to be successful and will probably pay any amount of money to have that information at her beck and call. I tell people, love yourself, understand what your vices are, understand what compels you to move forward. Harness that. Please bring that close to your bosom, and everything else leave alone, because it's not an empire state of mind. It is not considered kingdom living. But so many people feel that they may not have room or no need to grow. Saying that to me now with a different state of mind, being a lot more mature, I realize that is laughable, because knowledge is the key. More information to help you go to where you need to be, that is an empire state of mind. Associating with more individuals that can help carry you and support you towards your dream is an empire state of mind. letting go toxic people and toxic thoughts to bring about positive energy is an empire state of mind. That is your territory. Bask in it. That is your kingdom. Bask in it. We want more positive influences around us. We want to be a positive influence to others. But we have to realize, again, it starts within the mind. So praying for one thing but thinking another won't get you there. And with that, Coach, I leave and I say thanks. And I want everyone to have a wonderful, happy, safe Christmas. And, you know, I'll give you my address if you want, you know, so everyone who wants to send me gifts, I would love to receive them. But no, just joking. The best gift is for each and every one of you on the call to remain fearless, to have an empire state of mind, and to believe in yourself. Even take the time to believe in others. You have enough belief system within you that you can share. It doesn't have to be you, but believe in other people, because sometimes they need to see that someone else believes in them until they get the courage to believe in themselves. Are we there, Coach?
Yes, sir. I am right here with my empire state of mind. Big, big, big thinking. Yes, yes, yes. Powerful, 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 important information about just living our dream life, really being able to have what we say and doing it for real, not misrepresenting the kingdom of God, because you're right. People are looking on, and when we start talking all this kingdom, you know, kingdom business, but we're not living it, they're going to wonder if it's for real.
It's for real.
So we must take off the old thinking, put on the new, and act in the way that we're thinking, that we're talking. So you're absolutely right. And we call that cognitive dissonance, and we don't want, the brain doesn't want that. Right, the psychology term for that, thinking one way and behaving another, the mind just doesn't like that, so it will line up the behavior with how it tries to line up the behavior with how we're thinking. And I know that's so true about when you said, I was almost laughing when you said the person who said, I don't need success, I have enough of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. It is so hilarious. I've heard that so many times, Mr. Walker, when I offer people my book, Release Your Power, and about becoming successful and making, oh, I'm already there. Good. Thank you. I'm
right.
Glad you are. Thank
glad
you.
You are.
Can you show others how to get there?
Mm-hmm.
Well, do you have a book to tell others how to, since you're, no, do you have a book telling others how to get there? Well, no. Okay. Well, thank you. So anyway, but there's an awesome event going down. I just want to mention that really, really fast, but definitely tune in tomorrow. I'm going to give him an opportunity to come on and talk about it. It is an event called Remembering Martin, and there will be students there performing all kinds of talents, getting awards and achievements, making tributes to many of us, many of those who love Dr. Martin Luther King and the work that he did on Sunday, January the 16th, at the Science Park High School, a beautiful new school in Newark, New Jersey, that was built from the ground up just several years ago. An awesome school. You want to go to the school just to see what they did in the city of Newark, New Jersey. It is free and open to the public. There will be motivational speakers, hip-hop poetry slams, dancing, rhythm and blues, and gospel, all day, 9 to 6, absolutely free. Get your families out. Come and network. There will be film clips in the auditorium, vendors networking and book signing. So we'll be back tomorrow to talk more about that. We'll be back tomorrow also to talk more about how you can lay down the foundation for the success that you want, what you want. It's not about me. It's not about him and her and her. What do you want? And we're going to show you how to get it, just like Mr. Walker's book says, Success, How I Ended Up Here. Success leaves clues get the clues. Good morning, Miss Adele Foster, Mr. Howard J. Scott, though Mr. Hypno, that was also in the chat room, Miss Kiva. Thanks to Miss Keisha. I believe it's her first time tuning in, or maybe not her first time because she's actually mentioned the show before on Facebook, and we thank her for supporting the show. And we welcome, you know, also to have you come on and share about your business. This is a show for people who want to make a difference in their lives and the lives of other people with your businesses, with your services. I can't wait till Ms. Vicki Scott is able to come on and share about her services. She is officially my booking agent, and she has booked me already just in the short time that I've been working with her on several radio shows around the country. And also, she is how I got booked at Berklee College in the city of Newark. I had been wanting to get booked at colleges for a long time. And, of course, I work at a college, and I've spoken at many colleges. But it's a little bit different when you're going in and actually being paid to speak. It is a different process, I should say. But, yes, I do get paid to speak at colleges since 2003 as a professor, absolutely. But it is slightly different when you're coming in as a guest speaker, motivational speaker. And so we know next year coming up, colleges are all over the world will be having commencement speeches of all types because there's all kinds of events that go on around graduation. So this is a great time to get yourself out there if you are a speaker. Also, I'm going to be doing a motivational teaching seminar because I've had people to contact me through Facebook asking me how can they get into the motivational speaking business. So it's been great. It's been real. Thank you, thank you, thank you again for staying tuned. Mr. Walker, you are awesome, awesome, awesome. You really are phenomenal. We appreciate you so much. We appreciate
you
taking time. We know, Mr. Walker, I am full aware that you could go at any moment, any second, and start your own Blog Talk radio show in a heartbeat. It's very simple. Your 3-year-old child could do it if you had a 3-year-old. It's the most simplest to do for some. And I know for some others that are a bit computer challenged, it's not. But you can call on people that are experts like myself and others. We will do it for you. So here's the thing. You come here each week and you're actually promoting the Coach Lalisa show and you're supporting the show. And for that, I thank God for you, and I appreciate you, really. I really, really do so much. And you know a ton of people that would absolutely have you on as a regular guest on their show on for Wednesday. But, again, you are a man of your word. When I first met you, you said, you know, I want to support you. Lalisa, you know, looks like you're doing some positive things. And I want to be there to support you. And you have truly, truly lived above your word. You've gone beyond what you initially had said you would do. And so we thank God for you've shown up and you've been places and you've come places. And it's really, really, really been very, very, very much appreciated. So happy, happy holidays to you, your beautiful wife, your wonderful children. You know, just have a wonderful, wonderful, you know, holiday. For all of those of you who will not be able to join us, please have a wonderful, wonderful holiday. I will be here also tomorrow and Friday, and I am definitely committed to this program and what it does and the information that we have to share with you. The shows will be a little bit extended on the call-in piece. So for those, because I will not be having to rush off to work until next Tuesday. So we can have a little bit of expanded things. But some of the things that we'll be doing is we want to hear from you, the persons who are tuned in through the chat room, through the archives, through the switchboard. I want to know exactly what it is that you want, that you need more of. I want to know, and if you can inbox me through Facebook, you can email me through my websites, or You can send a message right here through Blog Talk Radio, and do feel free to call me. I have an 800 number, 888-714-7776, so there will be no charge to your phone, other than if you're probably calling from a cell phone. Sometimes they have crazy charges. But please feel free to call me. If I don't pick up, please leave your name and a number and a quick, brief message. I will return your call. Oftentimes, I am in a training, I'm conducting training, and I can't pick up the phone. So, with that being said, I don't want to hold you any longer, though I'd love to keep you here all day because I can go. When it comes to positiveness, Mr. Walker, is something I could talk about all day.
All day, every day. And what else, you know what, really, what else is there to talk about? And I tell people, if you spend enough time, you know, minding your own business and being positive, you won't have time for anything else. You just really won't.
It's so true. It's so true, Mr. Walker. And, you know, I've been talking with Tina and others, and we are, you know, we're just making do with we're using everything we've got. And I want to also welcome Ms. Kelly Willer, K. Serena Willer Weaver to the line. I know this is, she's been listening a couple of times, so I'm sure Ms. K. Serena will also, can't wait to meet you, Mr. Walker. She's also an author with several books, very powerful, very, very, very dynamic. I've quite not met anyone quite like her. And she's also very supportive. And you get her on your side, you're going to go far because she'll remind you, well, aren't you supposed to be doing that, this, that, and the third.
Okay.
And she's just, wow. And she's like a daughter, but she's also been a wonderful, wonderful partner. She's a great person to partner with. She has a lot of energy. Watch out. Oh, I don't think the girl sleeps, to be honest with you.
Okay.
But I know when I was her age and younger, I didn't sleep either, but I was up all night in the bars and the clubs. If I had only known of a Versie Walker or a Coach LaLisa or an Adele J. Foster or a Howard J. Scott or a Kiva Renee or a Patricia Martin, if I had only... could have only met any one of you when I was about 18, I would truly be the bomb right now, Miss Tina Lane. If I could have only met any one of you, anyone, it would have just taken one of you if I could have met
that.
Just when I was 18. Right now, I would really be probably having lunch at the Empire State Building.
There you go. There you go.
Or I'd be at the Eiffel Tower.
Way. Never too late.
Yes. But see, here's the thing. That's why I don't care what anyone says. I will take this message to the youth. Because when I look at youth, when I go to a college or a high school or a church or even in the community, I'm looking for the 18-year-old that was me. That's who I'm looking for.
Okay.
Not looking for the Versie. I'm not looking for the Adele. I'm looking for the LaLisa. Because I know that there is somebody out there who is going to benefit the same way I'm able to feel very passionate about the fact that if I could have only met just one of any of us, okay? And I mean that with my whole heart. I mean that with my entire, and I will do whatever. Like you said, Mr. Walker, I don't care about, at that point I could care less about money. At that point, I don't care about who has a big name or who doesn't. I'm after that person. I'm after that person. I have a target. I have a target audience. And then, same thing, you know. That's why I want to get to the jails. I know my message isn't for everyone that is locked up, but I'm looking for the person who is locked up, who is the person that I was when I was locked up. When I go out on the streets, I'm looking for the woman who is walking the streets to sell her body. I'm looking for the person I was so that I could give her or him this message And I know without a shadow of a doubt, I don't have to ask God. I don't have to start speaking in tongues. I don't have to go into three levels of prayer. When they hear it, their life will change instantly. Instantly. So, with that being said, have a great day, everyone.
All right. Now, will you be good and keep on giving people that hope and that understanding and that inspiration, because that's all we need. We just need one person to believe, one person to feel that, you know, this person who's been damaged or who hasn't been treated well or hasn't been loved, if you just show them love, you just, it's like a flower. Uh-oh. It just grows.
Well, hold on. We got like four hands up, so I can't go now. So let me take them in the order that they're showing up. Let's go to the 336 first. We have about a few more minutes on air. So, yes, 336 area code. You're on the air.
Praise the Lord. It is Evangelist Dancy.
Good morning, and welcome.
Good morning. I missed you this morning on the prayer conference, but I'm sitting here listening, and I am in awe of that what Mr. Walker is saying, because I moved from New York to the South, and I am told that I do have a different state of mind, and they don't realize it is the empire state of mind that I have. When we are given a vision, we go with it. We run with it full force. All we wait for is God to give us that vision, and we go. We do not sit around and wait on other people, and they cannot understand that. Mm. The other thing is about prosperity. Prosperity, as he said, is a state of mind. It has nothing to do with money. You can have what you say if you walk upright and you have that state of mind. That's what prosperity is. It's a state of mind. And a lot of people say you got to have money in the bank. No, you don't. You have to. Well, look at the King Hussein. He has money, but he don't need to use money. It's his kingdom. He's kingdom. We're kingdom kids. Why aren't we acting like it? I'd like to be a kingdom kid. The other thing is that this blessed and highly favored has become a slogan. I've had people that say to me when I ask them, how you doing? They say, blessed and highly favored. Before the month is out, I'm paying their rent, or I'm buying them food, or I'm buying them clothes. Well, if you're blessed and highly favored, why do you need me to help you?
There you go.
You know, that's a slogan now.
You're right.
Well, that's a whole nother show, and we're going to get to that.
They just say it because it comes up. It comes in there and comes out of them.
Well, we're going to do a show on slogans that we're going to do a show on affirmations that have really turned to slogans and are really people really living by them. I think that'll be a great show for next year.
I agree.
And, you know, I think I was on another call. I didn't have my glasses. I think I dialed the wrong number because I was actually sitting on the line for like 15 minutes, and it kept saying I was the only caller. So I must have hit a wrong number.
I said maybe
because of the holidays it was canceled, because I sat there for like 15 minutes. But we will definitely talk about that later. I also love you.
Love you too. Have a blessed day.
Thank you for calling.
And Mr. Washington, have a blessed day. And a Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much.
Mr. Washington, if I don't hear from you again, but I will be on listening. I may not make a comment, but I'll listen. I'll be on listening.
Well, I'm here for you, and I truly appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And you're very welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Awesome. That's Evangelist Dancy. We actually do a prayer and power call every Wednesday morning at 6, and I was actually on another call and just there with the music in the background, but I may have hit the wrong number. I didn't have my glasses. So there you have it. And then, I will definitely look forward to you being back here definitely next Wednesday, which I know is going to be exciting. Mr. Walker, definitely going into the new year can't wait.
I'm hoping so. I really want to give a great message for the conclusion of this year and, again, the beginning of, you know, the next year. So, again, people tune in. And for those who maybe want a subject matter or something for us to expound on or talk about, please Facebook us. Let us know. And I'm crafty enough. I can come up with something.
I bet you can. So have a wonderful, wonderful book signing. If you have any over the weekend, congratulations on your the work you're doing on your new book. And we just will be thankful to God for all that he is doing. To everyone, good day. Have a great day. And we'll see you back here tomorrow. And don't forget, keep on moving on up, because there ain't no stopping you now.
Bye-bye.
Can't stop. Now that you got an empire state of mind, it's done. It's over. It's done. You're on your way.
Okay.
You're there.
Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. But we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.